iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the very best auto retailers from across Southern California. When it's time for you to buy or even just kick the tires on the idea of buying, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers. iDriveSoCal.com, click on dealers, and get connected. Now, on with the podcast. Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche.
I heard somebody say that it's Porsche if you own one, but it's Porsche if you don't.
It is Porsche.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with our good friend, the professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hey.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for joining us again, Clinton. We'll keep that. Whatever. Okay. Whatever. Today's podcast is about and kind of in honor of a big milestone, and that is the 70th birthday of Porsche. And this is a good time to address this one. Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche.
Right?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say that it's Porsche if you own one, but it's Porsche if you don't.
Okay. That's one way to do it.
Okay. If you talk to what is it?
It is Porsche.
It is Porsche.
Yes.
Okay. All right, everybody out there. Porsche, not Porsche.
Yes.
Sorry. I'll continue to mess it up though. So the 70th birthday of Porsche was, the 70th birthday of Porsche was celebrated at the, what is it, in Carson there?
Yes, the Porsche Experience
Center. Porsche Experience Center. Okay, and the professor was part of that celebration. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, this was a day-long event that started at 8 o'clock and it ran till 6 o'clock.
Was it invite-only or anybody
can
come?
No, it's open to the public.
Okay.
It's $10 for adults.
And did you actually pay or did you go like, hey, I'm iDrive SoCal?
I paid for it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. $10 for adults and it's free for kids. They also had a number of other activities, including tours, driving experiences, simulator experiences as well.
Cool.
However, each one, there was a cost.
An extra.
Yeah.
All right.
A fee associated with the activities.
So this was the 70th birthday. They made it a little special, but basically.
Yeah.
Come to our amusement park and pay.
Yes. Well, they also had live music. So they set up a tent, a beer and wine garden. Right. They had a barbecue going on. There was a huge kids area with this Jenga and slot car racing.
And slot car racing. Let's take a moment to express the championship victory by the, what do we call him? The associate professor?
The associate.
Okay. The associate professor, that would be Clinton, the professor's son, took a, what?
He competed in slot car racing and he won in his race.
And he won by like a second, actually.
By over a second. Yeah, 1.1. And anyone who's in motorsports, they know if you win by a second, that's a lot.
Yep.
Yes.
That is a long, long,
that is a lot.
Big victory.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the associate.
Yes.
So what else was going on there?
Well, they had a number of vehicles on display inside the main lobby of the Experience Center, including a Porsche 911 GT2 RS, which goes for about $400,000.
Okay.
Yeah. That car has 700 horsepower.
Is that all?
Yeah.
So did they have like a whole history of Porsche kind of on display there, or was it just...
Yes, they had this... from the parking lot, it was like a runway leading up to the front entrance, and they had pictures diagramming the history of Porsche as well.
And what is the history of Porsche? Do you know it well?
I can't say I know it well.
Okay.
But when you think of Porsche, you definitely think of the 911. You think of racing.
Sure.
Including the 917 race car, the iconic race car that's won Le Mans a number of times.
So the Porsche 70th birthday at the Experience Center, The associate professor won the slot car race by more than a second, which might as, I mean, he, like his, I think his his competitors are just starting to cross the finish line now. But so what else about the 70th birthday or significant? I mean, how long has Porsche been in the U.S. market? Is it 70 years in the U.S. market or is it 70? Because it's Porsche seems older than that, or Porsche seems older than that in Germany. No?
You know, that's...
Is the professor stumped?
Yes, I am.
I stumped the professor.
Yes.
Oh, my.
As far as I know, it's 70 years. Maybe it's 70 years in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it's 70 years. It's a hallmark holiday for Porsche.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
And they actually called it a sports car together day. On top of that, a number of the dealerships had their own events, including McKenna Porsche, which had a birthday or a breakfast event.
Okay.
It was like a cars and coffee from 7:30 to 9.
Sure, sure.
South Bay Porsche also had an event, and they have their own classic center.
Okay.
And that was throughout the day. And then there was an evening event at Beverly Hills Porsche as well.
Okay. None of which are partners, by the way, folks. So if anybody from any of those dealerships are listening to this podcast and want to talk, you know, hey, let's talk about working together. But I know the professor went to one of them. Which one did you go to?
I attended the event in at Beverly Hills Porsche when that was an evening event.
Okay.
From 4:30 to 8.
And what went down there?
Well, they had a number of vehicles, pretty much almost all Porsche 911s on display on the rooftop parking lot. They had live music as well, raffles.
All right, so they had a little party atmosphere.
Yes.
Did the associate professor win any races?
Win any races?
Yeah. At the dealership.
You mean raffles?
No, races. Back to slot cars.
There weren't any slot cars.
All right, I was just checking.
No slot car racing at the dealership.
Gotcha.
That was only at the Experience Center.
All right.
Yes. But he would have if...
Of course, because he's the associate.
I'm quite confident.
I am too, just because you are and because I know you. And do we have pictures? I know we have some pictures, but how are you guys dressed for the 70th birthday of Porsche? Do we have any pictures of that?
You know what? I didn't take any photos.
Ah, man.
But we were dressed up.
I bet you were.
Actually, there was a photographer for the event and he took a number of photos of my son because he thought he was just so adorable.
And he is a cute
kid.
And
the photos, I was told, will be posted on social media.
Okay.
Soon.
For that dealership. Which is, again?
So... Beverly Hills Porsche.
All right. There you go, guys.
And
ding, ding, ding.
So I'm sure I can get photos for you.
All right. Well, you get the photo. We'll post it. And listen to this podcast. Want to catch the professor and associate professor's costumes for the 70th birthday of Porsche. We'll maybe have that on iDriveSoCal.com or maybe not. Go ahead and check it out. I know you're holding your breath listening to this podcast. Like, man, is that picture of the professor and the professor's associate on iDriveSoCal.com? All right. Anything else about Porsche's 70th? You know what? I think you owe me like a book report or something.
Yes.
We need to know if it's... Yeah, he was just reaching for his phone. He was going to Google it on his phone. We're not going to do that. All right. Go ahead and do it.
Let's see.
All right, we're going to edit this pause out, but right now the professor is figuring out if it's 70 years of Porsche here in the United States or 70 years of Porsche in entire existence. My bet is that it's 70 years of Porsche here in the United States.
You're probably right. We'll see.
Okay, we might really have to edit out this pause.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's 70 years in the U.S.,
When was Porsche?
Founded 1931, 87 years ago. So it must be 70 years in the U.S. Yeah.
Okay. Not so definitive. Doesn't sound definitive. Where are you? Wikipedia?
Yeah.
All right. So Wikipedia says that Porsche was founded
87 years ago.
Okay. 87 years ago, and that being we're in 2018, so that's more than 70 for sure.
Yeah, that's why I said 87. yeah. It must
founded
be,
what year?
It must be, what was that again? That was 1931.
Okay. So maybe we'll use this part, maybe we won't, but now we're back from that pause, ladies and gentlemen, and the professor has consulted with Dr. Google, who has consulted with Dr. Wikipedia, who has come up with the information that Portia is 87 years old, so that means that would be 70-year birthday here in the United States.
Yes.
Professor, thank you as always for that wonderful analysis of Portia's 70th birthday. And for clarifying for me that Portia is pronounced Portia and not just Porsche. And congratulations again to the...
I think they even do a video, Portia. They have some official video of how to pronounce.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For clarification purposes.
All right. Well, I'll be on that, Googling it real quick. And also congratulations to the associate professor on his massive victory in slot car racing at the Porsche Experience Center. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that was over a second. He came in before his second place finisher, so he crushed the competition. Professor, seriously, thank you as always. And for iDrive SoCal, I am Tom Smith. Thank you for listening. Hey there. Still wanting more iDrive SoCal content? Just go to iDriveSoCal.com. From there, you can subscribe to our podcast and newsletter. And you can connect with one of our awesome car dealer partners to get yourself a sweet new high-tech wonder on wheels. And oh yeah, we always want to hear from you. So please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Or if you're not a big social media-ite, you can email us suggestions for stories, people, places, or events you think we should cover. Here's the address, media@idrivesocal.com. That's media, M-E-D-I-A, at the letter I, drive, D-R-I-V-E, SoCal, S-O-C-A-L.com. media@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and definitely reach out with whatever's on your mind.